USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Millions of people across the globe watched as Britain's Prince Philip was laid to rest at Windsor Castle Saturday in a small ceremony due to the pandemic. Wendy King reports.
The Duke of Edinburgh's coffin was taken from the private chapel at Windsor Castle to nearby St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked in a procession after the coffin. Queen Elizabeth II, who was married to Prince Philip for more than 73 years, rode behind the coffin in a vehicle along with her lady-in-waiting. Prince Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 at Windsor Castle after spending weeks at a London hospital for an infection and an unspecified heart procedure. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A minute of silence in honor of Philip was observed across the UK just before the funeral began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time, the president is calling the issues at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intends to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from some fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Congressman Daryl Issa says the White House had to recognize it as a crisis because of the effects internationally. The California Republican tells Fox News that our neighbors to the south are now reacting to the Biden-caused crisis.
The Mexican government, in its own self-interest, has mobilized their National Guard to their southern border to try to stem some of these caravans. Like I say, this is no longer a border crisis. This is now an international crisis. It's affecting our neighbors to the south. And by the time Vice President Harris gets down to Mexico City and into South America, or Central America, she's going to see neighbors who are very upset with this administration for taking a difficult situation and making it a crisis.
And a list of the most dangerous roads in the U.S. has been released. Mike Fortier has more.
Florida is home to some of the country's deadliest roads. GPS software company Teletrac Navman studying road fatalities between 2016 and 2019. They recently find I-4 in Florida from Tampa on the Gulf Coast to Daytona Beach on the Atlantic Coast to be the deadliest at 1.25 deaths per mile. This is the second time that stretch of road has been ranked the deadliest. I-45 in Texas from Dallas to Galveston ranks second at just over one death per mile. A total of four roads running through Florida rank in the top six on the list.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.